Blog Talk Radio.
Dance.
She's disappeared for a while, which is always smart. But I love this song. I will tell you, I love it so much. They play it in the grocery store, and it becomes a whole dance fest.
True story. Seriously, Lady Gaga, take note. Disappear for a while.
The only thing I liked about...
Either you too.
Yeah, they need to go away. Gaga, I liked her commercial for her perfume. I don't think it was long enough. Well, it is long if you see the online.
I didn't know she had one. I don't watch TV, so.
Well, it said online. I didn't actually see it on TV. I saw it online, and then I saw it on TV, I think, later. But it's her lying, like, in this cloud of smoke or whatever, and she's, like, giant, like, you know, Gulliver's Travels, and all these men are climbing all over her, and the name of the perfume is Fame. And I mostly like the music, the dramatic effect. I don't necessarily want the perfume. I like commercials. Very well done commercials that make me want to buy things. So when I saw it, I wanted to buy the perfume. Not that I'm going to, but, you know, I like the power of suggestion. Very nice.
Fair enough. I'm sorry. I log into Twitch, and the first thing I see is pre-order for Tomb Raider.
I don't like the trailer for that now that I heard the music. I hadn't been hearing the audio. I was about to get right on to that. I don't like it. For them to have gone so far as to get a female writer and, you know, broach some very serious topics, I don't like that they chose a classic rock song from the 80s, and it's not even a female. Why didn't you grab one of those, you know, those classic, the girls from the 80s, you know, Aaliyah Ford or...
Mm-hmm.
Or there's... Who made that song... I Am the Warrior. I can't remember the name, that chick's name. But yeah, you should have grabbed one of those songs. This whole game should be all about girl power. And if you couldn't get them, you should have went on over to Beyonce and said, look here, let's go ahead and borrow this song. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
See, you understand my power of suggestion. If you put the right things in front of me, you make me want to buy it. I'm going to get it anyway, but I just didn't like the commercial. I'm going to get it because I like what you guys have done up to this point. But ditch that music in the commercial. It's not working. A guy from the 80s singing over Laura Croft is not doing it for me. However,
No. We need a girl.
It does work for the Crisis commercial. Look, it does work for the Crisis commercial, though. Have you seen that one? You seen the Crisis trailer?
No, I haven't.
It's ZZ Top, the Women Go Crazy, the Sharp Dressed Man song.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
Okay, I like that one. It works for him.
Run off.
But not for Laura. Y'all need to do something else with that. Oh, my gosh. You guys missed a good, fun show last night. We talked about Sony, and we talked about Sony, and we talked about Sony. We had our special guest, Miss Jessica Brown.
We did. She was awesome. Jessica was amazing. I loved her.
And I didn't know she was military, so now she gets really all kinds of mad.
I know. I didn't know that either.
She might have told me that, but you know.
Well, you know, from reading her website, I just didn't pick up on that somehow.
Well, I follow her on Google Plus, and she may, like I said, may have mentioned it, but I have trouble keeping up with these people over here. I can't keep up with everybody. These two right here, the Ginger, the Snow, Blaster, Ural. I don't know where Ural was. He didn't show up. Ural, you're fired. I'm kidding. You're not fired. But I'm going to expect some candy by tomorrow. Chewy, preferably. Something chewy with crunch in it. There you go. I didn't tell everybody where they were. Okay, in case you didn't know.
Where are we?
You are listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. This is live. We're always live, unless, of course, you're listening to recorded. And, of course, you can find us on Twitch TV, which I, for some reason, do not have that link in my links. I suck today. Woo! Oh, wait a minute. That's supposed to be a bad thing. Ginger, you're supposed to stop me from babbling. and she just goes quiet. Thanks, Ginger.
Oh, my God. No. I muted. For some reason, I muted Skype, but they were still hearing me on the channel, I promise. All right, so we are at twitch.tv/GameMatrix_GGR.
Woo!
That is where we are at on Twitch TV. Yeah, I was hitting Windows, and apparently I muted Skype, but I still had the OBS recording, so they were hearing me on Twitch. Yay!
She saying something dirty to me, y'all? Was she saying something bad?
I was reading the channel.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know
Yay! Ginger's a little slow this morning. She's trying not to be. It's just...
This is the last mile. This is the last mile.
Yeah, it's just a lot going on for me this weekend, so I'm kind of wee.
We all are.
All over the place. We had some good news last night about the PS4 and the different rumors and the possible price point and what we wanted to see with gaming. And yeah, right, so we kind of halfway talked about SL, but it was more talking about what sort of new MMO immersive player game do we want to see. So it was a really, really good show. Y'all should have been there.
And hopefully someone with developer skills was listening.
I know, right? Because the first person to make that game that is Fallen Earth, that is Second Life, and is Minecraft, all rolled into one.
You know what I'm waiting for?
My dear God.
I'm waiting for that. I'm still waiting for somebody in Second Life to put this together, and it seems like a natural progression, but maybe not to the other people there. But a sim that has roleplay that is not completely fantasy based. I don't, you know, the whole Victorian vampire.
Yeah, done with the orcs.
I
played Fallen Earth. I was so tired. I think I played Fallen Earth until like almost 1 a.m. last night. I was streaming it, and you know, so people got to hear me rambling. Sorry, by the way, if y'all are going to watch that today, not child safe from the stuff that I was talking about. So
I tried to stay up, man. I was sitting here after we got done with the show, and I sat here and I stared at the screen. I kid you not, for 15 minutes before I realized that I was asleep. So I was like, I need to go lie down. That's why I was like, I'm just going to go. I'm not going to even try. I'm not going to force myself. So then I saw the alert pop up. It says Ginger is streaming Fallen Earth. And I thought I was dreaming. I was like, was I supposed to be playing Fallen Earth? Did I forget? No, never mind.
I decided I wanted to play something. You know, I finished my, you know, because I've got my whole, you know, got my SL store, you know, that we're trying to build up, all that fun stuff. So I'm doing my outfits one a day, and yesterday was like five, but they were all the same thing. Anyway, once I got finished, I was like, all right, that's done. Now I get to play. I was like, what am I going to play? And I started to play World of Warcraft, and I got to the sign-in screen. I was like, no, I want something else. I don't want to be bothered by people, but I want to kill stuff, and I want to gather stuff. Fallen Earth! So I logged into Fallen Earth. And God,
Oh!
You have to watch. I found out why I couldn't use that farm, because I was using the wrong account. I've been using the one that's associated with my Steam account, which is through GGR. Well, no, it's through GGR. But I have a private account, my own private account, that I've forgotten about.
Ginger, are you sure? Because we never had a Fallen Earth wasn't on Steam when you got that account.
Well,
I think you just have two accounts.
No. When I merged them, because, you know, you had to merge them.
Mm-hmm.
But because I merged the two that I had the information for, because I was trying to get our stuff back, because, you know, we used to have bikes and everything. Wasn't able to get them back, but I did merge them.
I don't think so. I think you're one of those people that have fallen victim to, you know, if you create an account off of Steam, then it's two different accounts. ZQ found that out the other week. Remember, we were trying to get her in the game. She came off of Steam, and she was able to play.
Because like the APB account I play with through Steam is
the same.
No, it shows being linked to the GGR account when I went into, because I logged into the first Gamer First website, and it shows somehow being linked with the others. And I'm like, I didn't do that. How's that there? But it shows GGR info, and I was like, that's strange.
I don't know. Because she has two accounts. You have to sign it up. You know, if she signed up at Gamers First, she has one account, and then Steam is one account. So I don't know.
For some other reason, I think because my original Fallen Earth was mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I linked it with Steam, because for some other I decided to log in, because it asked, you know, if you want to log in through Steam, but use that one. I was like, sure. And now it's like some kind of weird thing. But anyways, I logged into my original account and was able to use my farm. Well, not able to use it. I've got to find where I can set it down exactly, but I can use it now. I was able to redeem it, and I've got a new bike. I've got a new bike. It's so effing amazing. It's beautiful. It's like the most epic bike. It's a spiked bike. It's got like a wheel cover on the front wheel, and it's got spikes. And it's kind of like a Harley, but it's like the hog where you kind of lean back. It's got the great big back seat. And
is there room enough for me to ride on the back? Shoot off of it.
No. That'd be
I
amazing.
Can't ride on the back?
But its fuel is like 800,000. I rode around for hours last night. It wasn't when I went to redeem my farm thing. I noticed there was a code for a bike, and I was like, "Oh, maybe that's my bike." No, it wasn't. Well, it was a bike, but it wasn't my bike. It was a bike that they'd given us apparently sometime, and it was still there. So I redeemed it, and now I have this amazing bike.
I has no
and it's
bike.
Beautiful.
And I don't know who's linked to what, which, why. Anyway, we got to get to news.
Oh, we do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we like to get off topic here. It works for us. All right.
It's video. It's there. It's gorgeous. You got to see it.
All right. Throw my link up, would you, there? Throw my link up.
Your link? Let me find. Oh, yes. Sorry. I already have it. That was.
You do. Yes, you do.
Okay.
All right. All my girls out there, pay very close attention to this next story. One of the few things Sony manages to get right is this. It is the Girl Scholarship. They're now accepting applications. This is for a game design competition. It's now in its sixth year. The Girl Scholarship prides itself as being an active catalyst for inspiring women's involvement in the video game industry, as well as providing an open gateway for those who are pursuing careers in the field of creative and applied arts. One and only one will be awarded with the scholarship in the amount of $10,000, which can be applied towards tuition and other educational expenses. You'll also be given the opportunity to participate in a paid internship of up to 10 weeks at SOE's headquarters in San Diego for a hands-on experience working on one or more of the company's games. Lori Navio? I'm going to call you Smith if I didn't say it right, says that they believe that diversity is one of their keys to success, and it's truly truly woven into the fabric of who they are as a company. She says they want to help make the games industry even that much more approachable, and that's the goal of the Girl Scholarship. Submissions for the 2013 Girl Game Design Competition will close on March 29th, so you need to get on it. To apply, you must register with Scholarship America, SOE Scholarship Administrator, and submit your application for evaluation. You would go to scholarshipamerica.org/gamersinreallife. Of course, Girl was created in 2008 and has granted scholarships to 5 winners through the game design competition, with each winner making an impact within the game and gaming industries. You can also follow them on Twitter, SOE Girl. I've always liked this competition, but I think you probably need to split that 10 up and give it out to 5 or 6. We're not turning them out quick enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a nice amount of money, but we need at least 6 of them coming off the line. It's just,
That would be amazing right there.
And
if they would give us more, yeah. All right, so I've got a cool little trailer, and I'm going to show this to y'all as I'm talking about the newest release for The Secret World.
Woo!
If I can get it to play. Play? All right, so apparently Secret World does not want to play the trailer that they have up on their front page for whatever reason. So, hey, at least
well,
look
you can
at
tell
the
us
page.
About it.
All right, so issue number 6. Is the last train to Cairo. Get to travel through time and visit ancient Egypt, fight on top of moving trains, and battle enemies with your new whip and the latest content update
whip.
For the secret. Whip. I said whip. And I know Corey's all like, ooh, whip. Anyways, see, I know.
Right.
Funcom is excited to reveal an exclusive preview of the next upcoming update for The Secret World, issue number 6, The Last Train to Cairo. And this action-filled update, which is set to launch in early March, players look to fight atop moving trains, travel back in time to ancient Egypt to secure powerful artifacts, fight with the awesome new whip auxiliary weapon, reap great new rewards, veterans, and recruiters, and face down a new and terrible monster from another dimension in an epic raid-size encounter. That is hot. And Secret World is free-to-play, I want to say now, right? They just recently went free-to-play.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Issue number 6, Last Train to Cairo, is scheduled for release, like I said, early March. Its focus is a new, deep, and revealing story in the scorched desert in Egypt. No, I love this about Secret World. They don't, like, keep going with the same thing. Each release is something new. I mean, and it's not just, like, a tangent of new. It's like, you know what? We had you in England, and we were fighting in the subways, and now we've got you in Cairo, and you're going to be in the dirt.
Well, you know, that's how it is when you play. That is how when you play, because I don't...
seriously.
It's like 4 games at once.
I know. When you got to that jumping off point, and you're, like, on the trees where all the different portals are...
Yes.
That was like, oh my God, where does this end? Because there were portals everywhere. And they took you to America, England,
that whole area there, I will dare say, they stole from City of Heroes because they had the same thing to make it easier for you to jump between worlds. But you had to be a high level to get in it. So I liked that it was low level. But yeah, it does take you crazy places as opposed to, you know, just another town. It is like playing several games at once. Don't remember, you start off in a subway.
You do. And you're fighting like these zombie things, and then you move on to some kind of like weird monsters or something, and then you're back to the zombies and
you're training. Remember the training?
Yeah, you're training too. It was strange. And then I ended up in some small town in Maine, I want to say, and there were zombies everywhere. Big zombie! Oh my God, I hated those big zombies that would pop out.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. That was kind of like playing Left 4 Dead if you accidentally shot the cars and they would come running.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nice.
Yeah, if you jumped on the cars, the alarms would go off.
I shot one and it went off.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do
and
that
I
at all.
I accidentally shot a gas can, and you all that play Left 4 Dead know what that means. It means the same thing in the Fallen World.
Explosion everywhere, and monsters come running. Yeah.
There was an explosion. Me and the guy on the top of the car got blown up a couple of feet back. Then comes the boss zombie. We both had a sliver of life. And, you know.
See, this is why when Corey plays games, you keep a good distance between you and her. She's going to kill you and everyone around her.
It was an accident. I was not trying to aim at the gas can.
This is in every game. In every game. It was an accident. Fallen Earth, kid you not. It's the burning zombies that, like, set fire at you. And what was that cute little game with the shield that she threw up the shield to protect everybody and then set off a spell and everybody died? Magicka. So, yeah, it's...
I didn't know it would do that. That was an accident in Magicka, too. I didn't know that it would...
Jay talks about you playing...
Left 4 Dead.
No, it wasn't Left 4 Dead. The one where y'all are driving and you, like, run up. GTA, and you did something and killed everybody.
That wasn't me. That was him with the helicopter.
He was trying
to land the helicopter so we could get in, and the police came, and with the tank, it was real ugly. That was not that time.
See, I love these epic stories. There was a tank, and there was police. It was a whole big thing.
It was horrible. But I did not mean to kill. Well, we didn't die. Me and the guy managed to survive. But, you know, you play so many games, I got my controls confused, and I was looking for my knife. Because I was going to take my knife out and then I was going to jump down and, you know, pick up the gas can and then, you know, slice the zombie. So I wouldn't, because I started watching other people, you know, that kept hitting the cars. And I was like, oh, this is like Left 4 Dead. Hit the cars, we're going to die. And then I accidentally pulled out my guns, both of them. Bam! Like, oops.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's why I just like to do magic.
Yeah. I do need to correct myself. I said free to play. It's not exactly free to play. It doesn't have a subscription. They are a buy to play business model. So they're like Guild Wars 2. If you buy the game, then you can play with no subscription.
Yep.
I do not know what the price is. They do not give it to me. So, but again, that's Last Train to Cairo. That is their 6th release. They come out with new releases every month. Once a month, right? They come out with a new, what they call, issue.
Is it every month now? Gosh.
I want to say it's every month that they are releasing something. I think is awesome. I don't know how long they're going to be able to keep that up, but.
Well, probably they have a lot of things in the pipe, we hope.
Yeah.
All right, I got some bad news.
Bad news? No.
Yeah, I got bad news. I want to point and laugh, but I really can't. IGN. Wow. They've laid off an undisclosed number of staff members today, in addition to revealing the impending shutdown of 1UP, GameSpy, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Confirmed layoffs include the head of news and features Colin Campbell and social media director Jay Cartajay. Earlier this month, IGN was acquired from News Corp by publisher Ziff Davis. In an internal memo obtained by Polygon, Ziff Davis, chief executive officer Vivek Shah, explained the strategy behind the layoffs. He said, "Today we took some difficult but important actions that will ensure the continued growth and health of IGN and Ask Men." See, I knew this is where they were headed. Shah wrote this in a memo. He said, "The changes we've made today are designed to allow us to simplify and focus. Our goal is to do fewer things and to do them exceptionally well. In that vein, we want to direct all of our energy and work behind our two flagship brands, IGN and Ask Men." The company is also in talks to divest itself of the IGN Pro League Esports Network. That's right, guys. Your esports network is about to be gone. Bye-bye. Long live Twitch and Gamer Girls Radio. Anyway, with IGN itself
gaining
a new role to broadcast and cover a variety of esports events, there's also been some executive shuffling at the new IGN. According to gamesindustry.biz, Pierre Schneider will oversee all of the editorial and product, while Charlie Bennett will be concerned with IGN sales and advertising efforts. Frank Puma will be the organization's new executive director of programs and solutions, reporting directly to Barrett. IGN is also looking for a new head of engineering and technology. I do hope that all of you find jobs. I was never mad at you. We just didn't like some of your content. And I'm going to tell you now, I wouldn't be too upset by them getting rid of you, because making IGN and Ask Men your focus, that whole boys club thing is dying. You need to not be focusing on that. You need to be trying to be all-inclusive. So I don't think it's going to work well.
Even so the gamers are, 47% of the gamers now, they're saying, or something like that?
Men are. And even the guys are getting tired of only playing with guys. Some of them are seeking us out. So for you to try to make it, to go back to that boys club mentality, is not going to work well.
True story. You ought to listen.
You guys are going to be just fine. You the ones of you who got laid off. I say go home and collect your unemployment and chill for a minute. Play some games.
Yay!
And then come and visit us.
Yes. Come visit us afterwards. All right, so I want to show you the new Tomb Raider trailer. There we go. Crystal Dynamics announces PC specs for Tomb Raider. Yay, so I guess we get to find out whether or not we can play it. Square Enix, want you to know. Okay, I don't care who you work for. Crystal Dynamics has released the system requirements for PC version of the eagerly anticipated game, scheduled for release on March 5th, 2013. In line with the Xbox 360 and the PS3, why no PS4? Anyways, the PC version of Tomb Raider has been developed in tandem between Crystal Dynamics and a longtime partner, Nixes. Jurgen Katzman, director of Nixes, states that the team at Crystal intended to make the game of their careers, and we are extremely proud of the part we have played in this project's development. Tomb Raider for PCs has been extensively optimized to heighten the gameplay experience, with the goal of taking advantage of the PC platform. Enhanced features include full integration with Steamworks, increased detail tessellation, improved SSAO, and post-filter effects, and very high-resolution textures, shadows, and cloths. All right, so what do we got? A couple of the enhancements, and yes, I know that's going to make the window small because I got to scroll down. Never scroll, but I have to. Anyway, so for general, we have full integration with Steamworks to offer cloud storage. There we go. I'm going to pick it back up. I was like, why is that showing a black screen? Anyways, full integration with Steamworks to offer cloud storage for saves, multiplayer matchmaking, achievements, as well as automatic updates and new content, support for Steam Big Picture Mode, configurable mouse and keyboard support, gamepad support. We've got high-end graphics, very high-resolution textures with up to 16x the amount of data, 16 times the amount of data. Anyways, detailed tessellation to enhance the detail on many surfaces in the game, higher quality shadows, high quality bokeh depth of field and near blur. Oh, that's gonna be sexy. Tessellation algorithms, which Corey loves that word. Improved cloth, SSAO, like I said, quality algorithm. Wetness effects. Oh, God, Corey's going to have orgasms over the water. And post-filter effects.
Oh, I don't see anything.
Why is it not? There it goes. Today, YouTube.
I just see Laura Croft. I just see Laura Croft, which is not bad. It's all I see.
Yeah. YouTube and I are having a fight, apparently. It's a little bit slow this morning.
Go, Laura. Ooh, is
Pick
that water?
Some butt, Laura. Come on, Laura.
Is that water all on the screen there?
Yes, maybe. Low-end graphics. We got crystal care about PR fans being able to run on older systems. Unlike many other games, they still support Windows XP. A lot of scalability options to suit a range of machines. So in other words, they want a couple of minimum system requirements. You're going to have to have Windows XP Service Pack 3. Who doesn't have that already? Windows Vista 7, 8, 32-bit or 64-bit. Sorry, XP people. But, you know. Anyways, DirectX 9 graphics card with 512 megabytes video RAM, AMD, dual-core CPU, more AMD. It's going to take an Intel Core 2 Duo, 1 gigabytes of memory. So pretty much, if you have a basic laptop, you should, in theory, be able to play this, because those are all pretty low-end things that I'm looking at. So, awesome. Higher end, you're going to have 4 gigabytes of memory, AMD Phenom 2, quad-core CPU at least, AMD Radeon HD 4870 or GTX 4080 or higher, DirectX 11 graphics, Windows Vista, Windows 7, or Windows 8. Boo, Windows 8. We don't like Windows 8.
Oh,
and now why is it when I put it in the small window, it wants to play? I blow it up, it's like...
I was doing that last night when we were doing the show. It was really odd.
That is so strange. YouTube, I love you. Really, I do. But you and I are going to break up. And, yeah, I'm going to take everything, including the dog. Just saying.
Oh. You sound like the Beyonce song. I hate to see you come home, me, the kids, and the dogs gone.
True story, man.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so.
I'm going to leave this plane since it's, you know, kind of. Slow anyways, unless you have something else.
I do indeed have something else, if YouTube will allow you to put it up. This is not safe for little eyes. You little people, turn away from the screen. Don't look. All right. New Painkiller DLC is out today. That's right. Nordic Farms, the 51s games, Nordic Games and the Farm 51. Why can't I talk? They're pleased to announce that over the next year, they will release a series of DLC content for Painkiller Hell and Damnation. The publisher has also revealed that they have begun working on a new project with the Farm 51, which is soon to be announced. A DLC roadmap for Painkiller Hell and Damnation has been laid out. Two horrifying DLCs have already been released, and there are 5 more to go throughout the year. The next available one is The Clock Strikes Meat Night. I said Meat Night, that's what I meant.
I love filling those cars in APB.
This is currently available on Steam today for only $6.99. That's $6.99 costs 2 coffees. So if you got a gamer chick, you get her that. You save the coffee, get her the game. She'll like it better. The DLC is packed full of new enemies, a unique character set, 3 new single-player maps, new environmental maps, dual weapon upgrades, a new health tarot card, and the single-player and co-op gameplay have also been expanded, so you can join Daniel Garner on his carnivorous mission to break himself free from purgatory today. Both the publisher and developer are fully committed in creating further updates that will improve and expand Painkiller Hell and Damnation to give players the best and most painful experience possible. Again, you can also play Painkiller Hell and Damnation for the PlayStation and the Xbox and your PC, which will be available, actually on Microsoft on the PC, it'll be available April 5th as a standard edition. Which will be $39.99 if you don't have the full version. There's also a collector's edition for $23.99. But if you already have it, you should pop over to Steam and get yourself the DLC. The collector's edition will have stickers, postcards from hell, 10 tracks from the heavy metal soundtrack, a making of DVD, and a second A3 size poster. The high value package will also comprise of all the material from the standard edition, including the game disc, a manual, and the A size poster. I like when they do that. You know, we're almost coming full circle with some of these games. Some of them are starting to go back to doing some of the older stuff. It worked. You know, before you all
started.
All crazy. We were.
I like that you can just about shoot anything in this game and break it. I like that.
Yeah, Painkiller has always been one of the more awesome first-person shooters. Really, really awesome. The story is very touching too. But it made its rounds on the pro circuit. I think it still does. I haven't heard much about it now, but I know it made its rounds. It was very big at like MLG for quite some time. But I really like this, and you know he's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like my character. He couldn't be my guy because he's in purgatory, so we couldn't hook up. You know. this is a very old trailer, by the way. This is one of the first Painkillers that I gave to Ginger because it didn't really have anything in it.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because the graphics looked kind of.
It looks a little old, but older. But the newer ones they wouldn't let us age gate. So I picked that one because it didn't need an age gate. There you
silly
go.
Age gates always getting in the way.
Good morning, Zandrix. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Where the have you been? We haven't seen you in like forever. I thought you fell off the face of the earth.
Is your computer named Caligula? Did he name his computer Caligula? Really?
Yes. Yes, I do believe he named his computer Caligula.
Caligula.
Caligula. Caligula. All right. Anyways, I can't say that. So. This morning, Ginger is all about sounding drunk, so hey, why not? All right, so Ubisoft wants to improve its relationship with PC gamers.
Not with an always-on thing. It's not going to happen.
I know, right? They did an interview with NCB Ubisoft Worldwide Uplay director Stephanie Perotti, and she acknowledges that the company doesn't have the best relationship with the PC gaming community because of, past issues. Can we say DRM? Anyways, but that the company is listening to the feedback and is reacting accordingly. They say they are getting rid of its much-hated DRM scheme. Now the company is offering third-party titles on its Uplay platform from the likes of EA, Warner Brothers, Telltale, Bohemia, and others. I missed a little apostrophe there. And by the way, I love you, Telltale, just saying. All told, it's offering around 30 non-Ubisoft games through Uplay. She told NCB, announcing all these partners for Uplay and a wider choice of PC games, it shows our commitment to PC, and we want to improve our relationship with the PC community. In other words, please forgive us, please forgive us, please stop taking your money away from us.
Is it some more?
I know, right? We are always seeking to improve. We took a lot of that feedback on board. With every game on PC, we are improving. Far Cry 3 and Assassin's Creed 3 on PC were very high quality. Yes, but you didn't give us a girl to play full time. That was a DLC.
Yeah, I didn't like that she was on the handheld, but I want a full played character.
I know, because they put her on the commercials, and the screenshots, and we're like, oh, a girl. And you can't actually have her. We're just teasing you. Eena, neena, neena.
We lied.
I know, right? You big liars. I smell your pants burning.
Liar, liar, right. Pants on fire.
More titles will be announced in the coming weeks. Ubisoft is also working on creating game cards for the service, as well as to be used with free-to-play titles and to make game purchases. As for muscling into the digital distribution platform space, already dominated by Steam and other players like Desura and Gamersgate, digital distribution services owned by Gamefly and GameStop. GameStop is like laying people off left and right now. What? And even good old games, Ubisoft thinks that there's always room for more. Yeah, you didn't hear about that? GameStop is laying off like a lot of people right now.
Very much so.
It's sad. She says, I don't think you can have too much choice. It's just another way to expose more content. At Uplay, we are also offering all Ubisoft titles, more console content, and elements that gamers are more interested in. It's about offering more options and more choice. All right, so Ubisoft, maybe you can dig yourself out of this. I mean, if you're going to get rid of the DRM, that is definitely a good step to mending fences. But I guess we'll see. Give us more girls. And by girls, we don't mean just boobs. We mean girls that we can play and that are awesome and that are covered. And, yeah, girl power.
She reached way back and grabbed that one.
I know, right?
I'm going to steal this, Ginger, because I have to.
You go ahead and steal what you're stealing.
Cartuga.
Okay, you go ahead and do that.
Mainly because we missed it yesterday. Ha, 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 ha. They've announced closed beta is going to start for Cartuga on the 27th. It's the upcoming action pirate game from InnoGames. On February 27th, you'll be able to test Cartuga for the first time. InnoGames will start with a very small group of you dedicated fans and then expand player numbers as the beta proceeds. The closed beta can be accessed by pre-registering at Cartuga.com, or you can visit the InnoGames Facebook page, which I just liked. So if you're following us, you just saw me like it. Yay! They'll be giving out keys daily. Now, with the start of the closed beta, InnoGames has released additional information on the features already implemented. All three classes will be available and playable, along with full customization via 9 skill branches. Also, more than 20 of the game's targeted 40 ships will be implemented. Players can already try out both PvP modes, Domination, a variety of classic King of the Hill, and Destruction, a mode where a bomb has to be detonated in the enemy's team's base. Okay, that's kind of a different take on Capture the Flag. You got to get into the base and then leave something there. Somebody's going to take one for the team, I'm telling you. Cartuga, of course, is an action MMO with some RPG elements designed fully in Unity 3D. At the core of the game, developed by Ticking Time Bomb Games, is co-op PvP. Players can pre-register for closed beta at Cartuga.com. And InnoGames currently has 100 million registered players, and the company's based out of Hamburg, Germany. They've also created those little games, you know, Tribal Wars, Forge of Empires, and Grepolis, which I know a lot of you are addicted to. I have no idea why. I tried to get into Grepolis. It just does nothing for me. I was bored out of my mind. Have you tried to play Grepolis before?
Grepolis. That sounds familiar. Which one is that?
It's the Greek one. You have to build your city.
Yes, I did try to get into that. I played it for about 2 days, and then I said, F this.
Yeah, I couldn't. It's really not a bad game. It did nothing for me. My friend was like, I want to ally with you. We're going to ally kingdoms. I was like, I don't have time for this. You need to build up your walls. I don't have time.
You know, sometimes I like those, but that one was just so horribly slow moving. And I'm okay with those usually. I mean, because, you know, I play my turns for the day and then I leave it be. But no, that one was just like, ugh.
Now,
it was not cute. It was not cute at all.
Oh, I meant to, I'm not sure if we need to be sharing this. Well,
Well, if you don't want to, I've got another one that I can go ahead and jump to while you figure it out.
Yeah, let me think about this one. I don't know if I should share this. Yeah.
All right. So, if y'all were not here last night, we did, like we said earlier, we did talk about the PS4. So, let me go ahead and fill you in for the people who were not here last night, and you should have been.
That's right.
A couple of things about the PS4. They're saying the PS4 does not require an internet connection. The PlayStation 4 will not require an internet connection, though it is likely that if you want to take advantage of some of its core features and frequent updates, you'll need a connection at some point. The people over at Eurogamer say that Sony says that while you may want to keep your console connected to the internet to take advantage of the system's features, it's not a requirement. All right, so you just told us that like 3 times. Anyways, speaking to Sony Worldwide Studios boss Shuhei Yoshida, I might have actually said that right. After the PS4 press conference, Eurogamer asked about having to be connected to the internet in order to use the new console. Exactly what was said. Yoshida says you can play offline, but you may want to keep it connected. The system has the low power mode. I don't know the official term, that the main system is shut down, but the subsystem is awake, downloading or updating, or you can wake it up using either the tablet, smartphone, or PS Vita. Give it up. The PS Vita was a flop. All right? Just give it up, okay?
No more castanets, really.
No. We're done with the castanets. When asked if all the features Yoshida mentioned in his previous answer were optional and customizable, he said, oh, yes, you can go offline totally. Social is big for us, but we understand there are some people who are antisocial. Hell yes. So if you don't want to connect to anyone else, you can do that. Of course, if you want to play games like Diablo 3 or Bungie's Destiny, which I want to play.
Really? Did you call
Then you already should know that a connection is going to be required. God, yes, Destiny's so sexy. And in the case of Diablo 3, that requirement also applies to single player. So in other words, yes, we're going to allow you to go offline, but not all games are going to allow you to play their games offline, even if they are single player. So you're SOL there. But somebody says, sure, you can go offline, as long as your game allows you to do it, too.
You want to.
We're going to give you the option. That doesn't mean that the game developers are.
If you want to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was going to tell you, and really there's no no big update from them. But for those of you, the only reason I'm mentioning this is because they sent it to me. I don't know why they sent it to me. I haven't played this game in like forever. Utopia Game. It is called, of course, the strategy RPG for you hardcore players. Now, some of you are like, I'm hardcore. I play WoW. No. This has no video at all. This is all text. It requires a lot of patience. It's kind of where the whole Facebook thing comes from, where they make you wait a little while to come back. But this is a little different in that you don't click. You do have to strategize. You can't just click and say, okay, I'm going to harvest all this here corn, and I'm going to start cooking this here fruit salad, and then I'm going to come back later. No, you have to come back later, because if you don't...
Oh, John, I was cooking stuff when I logged out last night. Sorry.
Yeah, you have to come back, because if you don't, your kingdom may be destroyed. It forces you to do teamwork. You know, the Facebook, they tried to do that. You know, you can go over to somebody's kitchen and help them, but they could never get it to really work. And it works in this game because you have to go over. You have to help. You nominate a king or a queen, and then the rest of you have to try to grow your little. I forget what is it. What was it called then? You're a land vassal or baroness or. Whatever it is you end up elevating yourself to, but you have to keep the people in your little area happy so that they work and explore more land, increase your power, so that when someone attacks you, you can either withstand the attack or you're able to help out your teammates. This was what was missing from Facebook, too. Like, if Ginger and I were playing a game together where she was being attacked, the only game we were able to help each other out in was that the one that we liked that unfortunately went under. Remember the one we were with the gods?
Oh, yes.
This one was Utopia is like that. I could send you resources, money. You know, if somebody was attacking you and you just kind of
went under?
Yeah, they went under. We lost them. I don't know why it was a great game. Some of you miss out on the good games on Facebook you don't want to play, but you want to play Farmville.
With the Pygmies?
No, not the Pygmies. That's Pocket God. The other one. Remember the other one? Where you were God and you had the mudlings that you had to raise and...
I know I just went totally high register there, but I forgot about that one.
Yeah, we forgot because we destroyed somebody. We did. We raised that chick's titty to the ground. Oh, I feel bad for that girl. It was right after that week, though, is when they went under.
Well, they started trying to charge you for everything, and they started taking stuff away, and I was like, well, that's not cool. They were giving you like major quest lines that you couldn't finish unless you bought stuff from them. And I was like, I'm not buying anything from you. I don't mind watching some commercials or something. I'll watch some commercials.
Idol Worship was the name.
Idol Worship. God, I love that game. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Maybe they're not gone. I thought we had gotten news that they were going to close, but it looks like it's still loading. So maybe I'll go back in and see.
You guys need to fix that, because that's the reason why I moved away, is that you were trying to force me to buy stuff to play your game, and that was not cool to me. I don't mind watching commercials. Go ahead, give me some pop-ups. That's fine. I will click on stuff, you know, and I'll even let it run so that you get paid. But I'm not...
Okay,
I'm
they're still
stuff.
There. They're still around. I thought they were gone. I thought we got news that they were going under, but... Well, you know what?
But they took away, like, a lot of our abilities and all this different stuff. I was like...
Yeah, and it's really a fun game to play. Like I said, we... That poor girl...
We did. We totally just ravished the whole.
You all missed
whole
that
island.
Night. Yes,
I mean,
you
she
all
had
missed
nothing
that.
Standing left. All her guys were dead or starving. All her buildings had
gone.
Been loaded.
That was the week they released the fireballs, remember?
Yes, and
we
used those like crazy on her, because I don't remember what she did. I think she started trying to take over all our little mudlings.
She attacked you, then I think she went after Joe. She went to Snow's Island and then mine, and we were like, oh, maybe you guys think
hell that. No. No, you didn't.
Maybe you guys
think go. I remember threatening some guy with that, too, in that game, because he kept attacking me, and I would attack him back. And I was like, you know what, dude? This is what I do for a living. This is what I do all day long.
You got to go to work. I don't have to go to work.
Exactly.
I don't have anywhere to go but right here in front of this computer.
And you know what? He apologized. He gave me back everything. That was nice. He started sending me stuff. He's like, I'm so sorry. kill me.
That's what y'all don't realize. We're ninja. Women have to be ninja. We can't. We don't have the brute strength to take you on directly, but I can wait for you. You're going to have to come outside eventually.
Exactly.
Oh, I forgot about this one. Okay, so you guys know the man responsible for the Durango leak? Remember that guy? Okay. He's a man that's responsible for several leaks on Microsoft's upcoming console codenamed Durango. He's the one that told it on everybody. He had his home raided by Australian police and an FBI agent. His name is Dan Superday Henry, and he's best known for auctioning off the Durango prototype on eBay. Durango, again, is the codename for the Xbox, and he sold it for $20,000. And even though it doesn't appear that the transaction ever actually went through, Eurogamer is reporting that he tweeted it was mostly publicity anyway. No one thought the eBay auctions would ever sell, and they never did. He also supplied over 20 documents about Durango to Kotaku recently, something he assures his followers he never made financial gain from. At any rate, Superday tweeted that the police and an FBI agent raided his home, and he even supplied the tech game with a copy of his warrant, which listed Microsoft, PayPal, and eBay as those filing charges against him. Microsoft's involvement adds credence to the rumors that what Superday has in fact is the real deal. Now, allegedly, Superday could be looking at 20-plus years in prison with a possible consecutive life sentence if convicted. A spokesperson for the West Australian Police refused to discuss the case with The Verge. Eurogamer is also reporting that it's noted that if he wants to tell the world that the police have been investigating him over stolen property, that's his choice. And according to him, the raid was a result from the Aussie police kissing America's ass. You know, I kind of have to agree with him.
Very, very, very possibly. And it seems that's going to be the way it happens.
I'm not saying
he is the new... Oh, God, who is that other guy?
Geohot.
Yeah, that's not who I was thinking of.
WikiLeaks, pick one.
who's the guy that was over in the Kiwi land and had his whole place raided?
MegaUpKim.com.
UpKim.com, there we go. I kept thinking Mega something, but I was like, not his name. He is big, but that's not his name.
We can't put him in the same category because I maintain this until the day I die. Kim.com did not technically do, in that instance. He didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. He just created a service. People used it for the wrong purpose. That doesn't make the person who made it wrong. This guy actually took prototypes and auctioned them off on eBay. But I do agree with him. It is the reason why the Aussie police came after him is because, yes, they're kissing our ass.
More of what I was talking about was with Kim.com. It was his government who was working with the U.S. And,
oh, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I agree with the fact that he should maybe be under probation. I'm not going to say this is not a serious crime, but it's not that kind of serious. He didn't murder anybody. He didn't rape anybody. I can't say he didn't steal anything. In a way, he did steal something directly, but I don't think it deserves 20 years. There's, child molesters that get 5 years.
Exactly. It's ridiculous how this seems to be working out. You've got these other people who are doing horrible, atrocious things. I mean, hell, like the Peterson dude just went to prison for 30 years for killing possibly four of his wives, and you're going to send this guy to prison for 20 years for selling a couple of prototypes?
Yeah, that if Microsoft was smart, just ignore it.
Yeah, and y'all ended up pushing Schwartz to kill himself over releasing some documents.
Yeah, so this doesn't make sense. The punishment needs to fit the crime. I think take his computer away. He's on house arrest for 5 or 6 months. And computer away maybe for 3-4 years. He can't own an Xbox.
Bad nerd. No internet for you.
That's how you get a nerd. You 20 years in prison as long as he's still got a computer.
Seriously, you couldn't take away my internet. That's like the worst thing ever.
That's what we said last night. That I would never do anything wrong to anybody because there is no computer or game.
And I have to laugh because total gin insight into her life. My water bill is the only one that I can't pay online all the time because it's a small company. I live out in the boonies. You either have to go drive to pay your bill or mail it in when they send it to you because they don't have an online thing. Anyways, that's the one bill I always worry about. But my internet is paid in full every month. It's on my credit card. It's done. There's none of this. There's going to be any kind of whoops. Jen doesn't have internet.
They start telling you we're going to turn off your internet. You're like, oh my God, what I got to sell?
Down the road,
look, ooh, what I got to sell? Okay, I don't need to eat.
If I buy a 10-pound bag of beans, rice,
I can make this work.
Nobody's going to want to be around me, but I can eat all month.
Right. same thing last night. We were like, look here, let me see. Eat or a new expansion pack. Eat. I'm getting an expansion pack. I'm going to eat these tortillas. I'm going to fry them up. I'm going to eat them for the next week. And I got some oranges and some beans. I'm good. But I got to play this game. Tap, 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 tap on the vein.
They had a news story on, was it AB? I don't remember where it was. Anyways, some guy over in Germany or something like that, living off of no money. He's joined like groups where people like rescue food from the stores and whatnot before it gets thrown out. It's too old for them to sell it, but they're going to throw it out, so they donate it to these groups, and these groups like pass it out amongst all these people. It's kind of cool.
I need to do what he does so I can, you know, more money, more games.
Yeah, exactly. All right, yeah. So back to the game news. Back
99 problems and games ain't one.
True story. All right, so I have a trailer, In Fear I Trust. This is the new trailer for it. Do you have the sound off right? Yes, I do. Okay. Black Wing Foundation and Turn Me Up Games premier gameplay trailer for iOS Project In Fear I Trust. This is built on the Unreal Engine, the psychological thriller. It's slated to hit the App Store with the first three episodes of a 10-part series in spring of 2013. This is beautiful. This project has really become something more than a mobile gaming experience in the traditional sense, says Scott Cromie. He is the design director for Turn Me Up Games. He says, I'm excited to see how the public reacts to what we've created here. I'm sorry, and this is coming from Alexi Smith, because I can't say your last name, who is the executive producer for Black Wing Foundation. It's looking to be quite the ride, to say the least. And yes, it is. Look at this trailer. This is a mobile game.
That's why I'm going, oh, my God.
This is gorgeous. And they don't really see any information about the game specifically. This is beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
Mobile.
See, it's an iPad. Looks like it's a tablet.
But still,
I think it would run on a phone. You know the way the phone screens are. You probably have to, you know, turn it sideways. You know the smart thing about this is they left off the actual character. They went kind of old school. You guys remember games like this, where you don't see the character, and I like that because that's much more immersive.
Yeah,
then you don't have to worry about male female.
It allows you to put yourself in it, sort of.
Yeah, no male female is just it's you. Oh man, they struck a nerve. I used to love these games. I forgot about this genre where it is first person. What do you call it? Mystery.
So this kind of Nancy Drew one that you sent me, which I know people are like, "Ew, Nancy Drew," but that was actually fun.
Nancy Drew is actually fun if you again they tell you how you should play it. Dark room, and they say best with a laptop tablet. The immersion
and it played a lot like this right here.
Yep, and these are actually fun if you have to get into it, and you don't go expecting bing bang. You would go like you're watching one of these if you like what is it one of these shows. I call them carpet fibers. You know the one show I'm talking about. All the ones that has all the incarnations.
Okay, I sort of know what you're talking about.
The cop shows where they always
NCIS and all those.
If you play it. Yeah, good God. Woof. I haven't watched that yet. But yeah, this is how you. Stop it, Horace. Stop quoting me. And Horace is saying he's going to eat these ramen noodles. I'm going to eat these. These ramen noodles and then a hashtag buys expansion pack.
You can buy like a box of ramen noodles that'll feed you all month for like $5.
There's three for a dollar. That is three meals a day. No, actually, if you get a pack of oatmeal, you get the big oatmeal, the box. It's for 99 cents. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the big barrel of oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
There's your breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I did that back when I was poor, yeah.
Yeah,
and the cheap off-brand crackers, you know, you buy the big crackers, you buy, you know, a thing of cheese, and there's your snack or whatever, yeah.
Dude, I lived off of cappuccino, oranges, and bran flakes when I first started college. Hello.
Fair enough.
I had games and clothes to buy, whatever. That's what I had. I had to do it. When you go shopping in the store, you also got to economize because obviously the games needs the bigger budget. So I'm in there.
Exactly. Games are expensive.
Those of you girls that are like, I'd rather be cute. No, you can be cute and have your games. You have to go through every shirt on the flipping rack in the store, but you go through every one of them. You just do it quickly. Cute on my arm. Not cute. This one goes on my arm. And then when you walk out, you pick them all and lay them out. Okay, this one is $20. This one is $5. That one goes back. Take the $5 one. This is going to
exactly.
And you're cute, and then you got $60 left to go get your game. Hot. That's how you shop when you're a gamer. and you got your ramen noodles when you get home. And you'll fit into the shirt for a while because you've been eating ramen noodles. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Instant Weight Watchers. All right. I'm horrible. I know. Some of you are like, mm-hmm. I can't do that. Yes, you can.
All right. So we got about 5 minutes left. What do you want to do?
I would like to dance my way. Oh, you were talking about in regards to the show.
Let me
unfortunately say there's more layoffs at EA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are the devil. Stop it.
Good God. Okay, so EA has confirmed and also an undisclosed number of layoffs at its studios in LA, Montreal, and some, quote, air quotes, smaller locations that they did not list in a post on their official EA blog. EA Labels president Frank Gibeau said the layoffs were part of changes due to upcoming console transition. Really?
Mm-hmm.
For EA's creative teams, he says, this transition comes as no surprise. We've been investing and innovating on new technology for months. Thousands of our existing employees have been retrained and redeployed to work on the new platforms and initiatives. But when it is not possible to redeploy a team, we soften the tough decisions with assistance. This week, we let go of some people in Los Angeles, Montreal, as well as some smaller locations. Console transitions are complex and challenging experience. I've helped navigate several. You know what? Why don't you just say, you know what? We fired those bitches, and that's it. There you go. You did it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
You fired them. You didn't want to pay them, whatever have you. Early reports did point to a complete shutdown of the army of two developers in EA Montreal and Visceral Games Montreal, and the company confirmed that the studios will continue to exist in some form today. The latest in EA Montreal's shooter franchise, Army of Two, The Devil's Cartel, is scheduled for release on March 26th in North America and March 29th in Europe. Do those people get a profit share in a game that they created and they're now fired? I would hope so.
I don't know.
I don't know if developers have a guild or something, not a guild. Well, I guess it is called a guild. You know, they have screen actors.
Yeah.
That should be if you guys don't have one, you need to create some kind of union, because when this happens and you help make a game, then I would think EA gets all the profit and you don't get anything from a game you help create. Yeah, sure, your name in the credits is nice, but wouldn't you rather have that money in your pocket? Just saying.
It is. And now I'm curious. Is it like a contract where you're paid a certain amount for a job and then that's it?
I don't know. And I know they don't pay the voice actors well, because we did a show about that a couple years
ago.
They get paid nothing to do a voice for a game, unless you are, a Samuel Jackson or somebody where, well, they don't need the money, so they probably take, sure, I'll do it for $50, you know. So, there's some other things we need to be policing instead of worrying about these crazy people with their guns and saying we're violent. You all need to make sure
mm-hmm.
you keep your money.
Exactly.
We're losing too many good game franchises. Okay. It be time to go.
Yeah, it does. If anybody has any more information on this SCE application, the new PlayStation Second Screen app, if you could send it my way, that'd be great, because the press release that they sent forward is 2 paragraphs long. So if you have any kind of inside information, ginger@gamingatrix.com. Send it to me.
And that is how they roll. All right, guys, yes. You know it's Friday. Happy gaming to you. Game today. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Do you notice she does that every time?
She hates that song.
Why do you hate the Beastie Boys, GLaDOS?
I don't know, but she does. She's all over that.
She really hates that song. Maybe she wants a girl. Let me see. She don't like that either. She's like, no, not even that one. All right, in that case, we'll see you guys Monday, bright and early. Stay out of trouble. You know where to find us. Gender kisses for the people.
Mwah!